listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
One of the things the Browns fans lamented last year, the inability to get off the field on third downs. Well, last year, Carlos Dansby, as good as it got against the pass in terms of being a cover linebacker, we know that's something the Browns wanted to address. He was ranked third, led the league in passes defensed and interceptions as a linebacker. And then Dante Whitner, one of the stronger rated coverage safeties as well, number five on the year according to Pro Football Focus. He did a good job back there. Hopefully this can help this Cleveland Browns team. And we were talking in the break there, Jim, about Dansby versus DeQuell Jackson if Dansby does in fact come. One of the differences, just size. Carlos Dansby's 6'4", DeQuell Jackson 6 foot. So when you're trying to throw that ball down the seam over the linebacker, another 4 inches is helpful.
If it is Robertson, he's not a big guy either. What is Craig Robertson?
Craig Robertson is not a big
guy. Does he get on all the rides at Cedar Point?
I think he can get on. He's just a shade over 6 feet tall.
He is?
And he was, by the way, the worst ranked linebacker in coverage last year.
Here's the other thing.
In the NFL.
You know, Nathan, you make a very good case about Dansby. And a lot of people probably don't, you know, have lost him a little bit in the NFL years. That was a very good defense last year, and it was a beast of a defense down the stretch. Let me tell you, if they had gotten into the playoffs, and they were close. I mean, they were in there. You know, a lot of things had to happen.
Sure.
But, I mean, as we were talking about, they had as impressive a road win as any team in the NFL had last year when they went into Seattle, okay, into Seattle and won there. And it was their defense that won it for them. Carson Palmer did not play well that day. You know, points were at a premium.
Four interceptions in that game for Carson Palmer, and they beat the Super Bowl champions
in there.
In Seattle on the strength of their tremendous, tremendous defense. So if that is true, bringing some attitude and some swagger, folks, want to remind you that you can stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, photos, videos, and more from the team by liking them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns, although free agency has killed Twitter, apparently. And on Instagram at Official Browns and Gibbs. Let's bring our great producer, Jason Gibbs, on. Time to do a little, it's time to go. What's Tuesday's one called, as I forget right here on air? After further review.
After further
there
review.
We go. Friday forecast. I'm excited. I'm too excited. It's free agency.
It's one big happy new year, gentlemen. Happy NFL new year. Question number one. TJ Ward, Jarius Byrd, Dante Whitner, or other? Which one of these players will be the starting safety for the Browns in September?
I'm going to say Dante Whitner is the starting safety for the Cleveland Browns, and I am also going to predict this, Jason. His family will own a suite inside First Energy Stadium because of that. So this is good business on two fronts for the Browns. I think if it was going to be TJ Ward, we would already know it's TJ Ward.
I think you're exactly right, and clearly there's something, and that will be hopefully something that we can, you know, we'll get the story to after the fact. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but the team seems like it's going in a different direction. Multiple reports, rumors saying that at 4 o'clock it will be a done deal. Dante Whitner will return to Cleveland to play for the Cleveland Browns.
After further review.
Question number two, the biggest need the Browns must address in free agency outside of the quarterback position is...
Outside of the quarterback position, biggest need, I think they're going to address it at safety given with Ward moving on. But to me, the biggest need is number one, keeping Alex Mack here. And number two, I wouldn't mind seeing some combination of a running back wide receiver. It sounds like we're addressing things on defense. I think we need to throw a little bit on the offensive side. We talked about a slot receiver, a guy who can play inside or outside like an Edelman, like an Emmanuel Sanders, or at running back, a guy like Ben Tate who fits this zone blocking scheme. So while Alex Marvez called him the Michael Turner of this free agency class, which is high praise, because remember, he left San Diego after 4 years behind LaDainian Tomlinson, got a chance to spread his wings in Atlanta, and was a stud for a while.
All right, I'm going to say I agree. I think they're going to address their defense, okay? But outside of that, I just think running back might be something that they need to address, okay? And if they can get a guy like Ben Tate, hey, I'm all in on that. Here's the other thing I think you got to watch out for. A couple of years ago, do you remember the Browns had Brandon Jackson in the hopper, okay?
Uh-huh.
He got hurt. He had a toe injury
from
in preseason, and he didn't play. And all year long, we lamented. Well, now remember, this would have been what Brandon Jackson did, okay? And I don't want all of us to fall into that same trap with Deion Lewis. Okay, Lewis was a phenomenal player in preseason, and nobody was had his chin dragging harder on the curb than Norv Turner on the night that he was hurt in that preseason game. But be realistic of what he is and what he's not, okay, and what you need there. And I think they need a running back.
I the way that I look at it, let's say you bring in a Ben Tate. He's your guy. I still draft a running back because Ben Tate has been injured in the past. You'd have Edwin Baker, who I think has earned the right to be that kind of third string back. And Deion Lewis, to me, is a specialist. He's a third down specialist, a passing game. Hopefully, you know, our poor man's version of what Darren Sproles was in his day.
And maybe a return guy, right?
Right.
Maybe a return
right.
guy, yeah.
And that's what you're looking for.
Right. So I would not overlook that running back spot if you can get somebody that's got some savvy and that knows how to do it.
After further review.
Question number three. Would you take a flyer on any of the big-name players that are possibly being cut today, a la Julius Peppers, Darrell Revis if he does get cut, Steve Smith, Antonio Cromartie, any of those big names?
I would. I know the Revis thing is front and center because that seems to be out there right now. If it at all prohibits them from getting the deal that they need to get done with Joe Haden, I say no. Okay, I go after the safety. I get the deal done with Haden. I don't get into this Alex Mack situation and fool around with that with Joe Haden. So, no on that. Peppers, no. I'm not into Peppers.
To me,
I thought Peppers wilted a little bit.
If the Browns were a team that was, in their minds, a piece
away
from winning the Super Bowl, then
you
go ahead and you rent that high-priced guy at this point. Probably not. Revis is interesting because of the idea of Revis and Haden sounds too good to be true, which is probably is, because affording them both would be very difficult. Cromartie, if he's willing to kind of take his lumps and take a very short, you know, non-guaranteed type of a deal, he's played for Mike Pettine before, he'd be interesting to me. But really, I think the money's better spent elsewhere than it is on these types of guys.
And wouldn't it be true, too, that these kind of guys are not going to go to a rebuild?
You never know, because they want, this is also maybe the last chance for Steve Smith or Cromartie or Peppers to get paid. So they might take that money and run, as they say.
After further review.
Final question today, gentlemen. The Browns are rumored to be making a big splash when free agency starts at 4 o'clock today. How would you define a big splash? What would be a big splash for you guys?
Safety, linebacker, and get two. Two today. Get two free agents today and address your needs right away.
So you would be, if it does turn out that Whitner and Dansby, these rumors are true at four.
I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, I think it would be a great day for them.
I think we
would be on the road to, you know, a defense that we had great questions about, you know, especially with Jackson DeQuell leaving and going to Indianapolis and the Ward situation. And you would have answered them immediately with guys who can come in here and they're going to play. And they're going to bring a little bit of a winning attitude and a toughness factor to this defense. And that underline that toughness.
Yeah, and this is a team. Listen, the billboard's out there. We are going to be the toughest team on the field.
On Sundays.
It's out there. That's what it says. And getting a Carlos Dansby and a Dante Whitner certainly adds to that toughness. And for people worried about the age factor, because, you know, I think about that too, but remember, this is a team that's got 10 draft
picks.
It's already young. It's okay to have a few veterans as long as, and look at these deals that are made. Look at the years that are guaranteed, where the guaranteed money stops. That's really when the deal stops. And if you can have Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby and get, say, maybe three years out of Whitner, 2 years out of Dansby, you're in very good spot to then kind of replenish and refresh when those guys come off the
books. There's going to be an automatic infusion of youth onto this roster anyway come May. It's just going to happen. They have that many picks.
It is inevitable you're going to have a massive influx. And one of the things that Ray Farmer stressed to me yesterday was that changing the culture of this team, and by bringing in Carlos Dansby, who was on a very competitive Arizona team that would have made the playoffs if they got to play in either another division or another conference, and then bringing in a guy like Dante Whitner, who's been to three straight NFC Championship games, one Super Bowl, those are guys who was in a winning culture, especially Whitner, wants to come home, play for his hometown team. That's exciting to me. To me, to make it a true big splash over the next couple of days, I'd like to get a Ben Tate in here. I'd like to get an Emmanuel Sanders, an Edelman, somebody like that can play the slot, help out at wide receiver, and a guard. I still think we need to get a guard at some point to go into this season to play right guard.
Yeah, and I know Doug Deacon would agree with you on that. Now, I just say the Edelman thing is amazing. I thought that they were on the road to getting that done. In fact, over the weekend, I think there was a lot of talk in the Boston area that Edelman and the Patriots were really starting to get some numbers the way both of them liked it.
And we will know at 4, because they made a three-year offer to Julian Edelman, and he has till 4 o'clock to sign it. So
there you go.
Julian Edelman will either re-sign or he will hit the market, and that is a position the Browns can address. We have had a ton of content today, tons of guests from all around the football world, but now it is time to talk to you. We know where things stand right now for the Cleveland Browns. We know the rumors, Dansby and Whitner bringing some attitude, some experience, some presence, and some improved coverage to the Cleveland Browns. Those are the rumors. But we want to hear from you. What do you think of those rumors? What else do you want to see? What makes this a splash for you for the Cleveland Browns and free agency? Final half hour, all about you, the listener and Browns fan. 216-578-0850. Tweet the show at Browns_daily if Twitter is back. But right now, it seems like free agency has crushed the Twitter for the day. All right, we'll be back right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.